All right, I got James Kim and Ryan Morimoto on the show, the founders of Magu. What's up, guys? Thanks for being on the show today.
What's up, Joel? Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. We're excited.
I'm super pumped. Listen, anybody that listens to the show, they know I only bring on people that are doing disruptive things and changing the world in a dramatic way. And that's why you guys are here. There's no other reason. And so right here, we're going to get into it today. The founders of Magu, I'm holding up this really pretty box, if you're watching visually, of your guys' supplement company. And I was really impressed by just the 2 weeks that I've got a chance to experiment and start using it in my own life. And I think you guys are going to kind of tell us why it's so important, what you're seeing. But before we even go there, I always like to know, like, why? Like, why the hell did you create this product? There's so many products out on the market, CBD products, CBG, CBN, hemp, all these things are out there. And again, you could have done anything in your life, but you decided this is your mission right now. This is what needs to hit the world, and the world needs more of this. Tell me how this all kind of came about.
Yeah, so our paths come together as one, but we have two separate paths. So I'll let Ryan go first with his side of things.
Yeah, so I was first introduced to the product and mainly was for inflammation. I've had shoulder pain for 10 years. I had torn labrum in my shoulder, had multiple surgeries, tried physical therapy, went for multiple years, got better, got my range of motion back, but I always still had that like nagging pain that was kind of always just there, you know? And I thought I would have to live with it for the rest of my life. But when I took our supplement for the first time, I actually felt true relief. It was the first time that I didn't have any pain, and it went for till now. Like, I still don't have pain. And that was great, you know, to experience. And it just so happened that at the same time, I also had a family dog starting to really suffer from blood cancer. You could tell being very depressed, in a lot of pain, like not wanting to move around. And, you know, it was just one of those things where we were like, why not? Let's just try this, see what happens. And we're happy to say that after a week's time, she started to eat more again. She actually started to run around. And, you know, she was only supposed to live like another year or two once the diagnosis happened. And this is 3 years later where, you know, we are just blessed to have this extra time with her. And, you know, similarly, I was actually talking to James around the same time. We were working on some real estate projects together, expanding portfolios, and I knew he was into working out and supplements. And because it helped me and my family so much, I was like, James, do you want to try this? And I'll let him speak on his experience with it.
Yeah, so I've personally dealt with like depression for like over a decade when I was younger, and I've tried everything from like voodoo medicine to like prescription meds, hundreds and hundreds of nootropics, herb supplements. If you Google how to lower anxiety or depression, I've probably done everything on the first 10 pages. And out of everything I've tried, I would definitely say meditating and working out has definitely made the most positive impact. But it only took me to like 75% of where I wanted to be in an emotional state. Now, when Ryan came to me with the idea, I was still experimenting with supplements. So I'm like, why not? I mean, I'm taking this more for a physical boost to help me with my workouts and things like that. But after trying it out, I can't say what I look like when I tried it out, but I'm sure Ryan could tell you what his perspective was. Ryan, how did I look after taking that first?
I gotta tell you, Joel, I've told multiple people this story, but because it was so impactful to me to be like, okay, this is not just me and my family that's experiencing this, right? So we were sitting at my desk, you know, I give him his first dose, and I distinctly remember he tried it with some buttered bread, and you know, he takes his first couple bites. We sit there for like 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden his eyes just light up, and I was like, at first I was like, what's going on? He's like, dude, I've tried over 200 different supplements, and this is the first time I actually feel something, like for real, not just voodoo magic, like he said, but something for real. So it was just really cool to hear that from him.
Yeah, that's really crazy. I want to say something. You know, it's funny because I texted James kind of the same thing. And again, listen, guys, I've been in the holistic health space for over a decade. I am deeply ensconced in the biohacking world. I go to all the conferences and stuff. I know all the supplements you're talking about, the neurotropics, the this, the methylene blue, the ozone therapy, the anything they've talked about, I probably tried too. And I never suffered with anxiety, depression, but I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a dad. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I'm busy, man. And I'm stressed like anybody else. Like all of us go-getters, we're out there trying to make a difference and make a real impact in the world. And it's stressful, man. It is stressful. And so I've tried everything and I've tried a lot of CBD stuff in the back of time too. And I never felt like it did anything. I mean, I remember, and I'm like, well, maybe I got to up the dosage from 25 milligrams, which is like a standard CBD dosage, to a higher dosage, like 100 milligrams. I tried that. Didn't feel a damn thing. I'm like, this stuff doesn't work. I mean, I'm glad that other people it does. And then people tell me, you know, Joel, you got to find the right strain. I'm like, okay, well, I don't care. And I don't have the time to research every damn strain out there. So I just gave up and I never felt really an effect. And James asked me, hey, how's things going? And this is like day three. And I'm like, good, I think. And I remember literally after taking the supplement on, I think day three, I immediately kind of just, my nervous system, I said, felt like it relaxed. I just kind of felt like And I asked him, is that normal? He's like, not really. We see a lot of people usually day seven. So I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm like, but I did feel like this is the only thing I added in my supplement stack in the last week, in the last 2 weeks. And on day three, I just kind of felt, like just kind of dropped a little bit. And I just, it was subtle, it was very subtle, but I did notice that. So I don't know if that was for me. And it was funny because James said, no, you don't really see the immediate effects, but James, you got immediate results when you tried it, like just like me.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I would say the sweet spot is going to be that 5 to 7 day mark. That's where most people feel the difference. But of course, there's outliers. There's some people that feel it on the first scoop. I've had someone text me and go like, holy moly, like this actually works. And I'm like, wait, when did you take your first scoop? They're like 5 minutes ago. I'm like, and there's also some people who they need to take it for up to like 2 weeks, maybe double scoops. It's because there's over 8 billion people in the world. Things like our weight, our diet, our exercise levels, what symptoms do we have? All of these play a factor in our natural tolerance to things. So it's definitely, there is that spectrum of some people feel it on the first scoop, some people in 2 weeks, most people fall somewhere in the middle at 1 week.
Yeah. And another thing I'll tell you, and this again could be just totally coincidental. So I asked, my wife has been taking the supplement too, just like me. She's tried every supplement under the moon. And you know, how are you feeling? I don't know. The normal, the same. I don't notice anything. And I will say this, and again, it could be totally coincidental, but my wife and I, if you guys know my story about our marriage and our family and where we've come in the last 2 years, we are the best place we've ever been. But last weekend on Saturday, we had a little bit of an argument like couples can have. And guys, we had our biggest breakthrough. I call it the biggest breakthrough again afterwards. Now, I can't say, was it Magu? I have no idea. But her nervous system was, I'm a big, if you know my background too, in the nervous system and how the brain heals and how, I'll give you a quick example for the listeners and yourself. Like my son, my six-year-old, had a TBI. He had a concussion about 3 years ago. And recently I've noticed his immunity has gone down. His anger, he's more angry. He's quicker to anger. His emotional system is a little bit wrecked. And all of a sudden he started developing warts all over his body. And I couldn't figure it out. I tried parasite cleanses. I tried all this stuff. And I asked another practitioner for help. And she goes, well, Joel, his problem is your parasite cleanses are great. By the way, he has a parasite, she said. We did a test. But that's not the issue necessarily. His problem is his nervous system is dysregulated. And when the nervous system is dysregulated, his brain is in hijack mode. So it's just attacking everything all the time. We got to bring and the reason you haven't fixed his problems is because we've got to downregulate the nervous system. We got to bring the calmness down to the central nervous system so that the brain can relax. Because right now, and you guys probably know this, autoimmune disease, that's exactly what it is. The brain is freaking out. It senses danger for everything. And so it just attacks everything like a nuclear, like the army. It sends all the nukes out and just tries to protect you. But what it's doing is it's actually destroying the body. And that's all autoimmune disease is. If people actually understood that, they would rebalance their nervous system. And then then they could start to affect the immunity. So here I am, top of the line holistic health practitioner, thinks he knows all these protocols, tries to lower the viral load in my son. I can't. I'm not getting results. Why? Because I didn't start with the nervous system first. And then guess what? All his warts went away, guys. So I think it's really telling when we can balance the nervous system first as the primary objective. And you and I both know you cannot heal a body in any chronic state of pain or anything when the nervous system is not in a parasympathetic, relaxed state. And so I'm wondering also now, that just brought up a new question. Are you seeing that as well? Are people coming to you with autoimmune disease or even like my son, a TBI, a concussion, something where they're not well, they start taking this supplement. They're like, oh my God, my warts went away. Oh my God, like this happened.
I would say people are coming with some, like I had a customer just text me, he had like Crohn's disease, and I have other people who has texted me that they have like arthritis or things like that. It's just things that they have been struggling with for like a very long time.
Systemic inflammation. Yep.
Yep. And I'm not going to say that Mago has cured any of these, but it's definitely, if you look through our customer testimonials, you can see the impact that we have made on the people. Like all of their, because of like they've had Crohn's disease for like decades, they've been living a life full of anxiety. They're unable to go out and do the things they want to do. They're kind of like stuck at home, and using Mago as a means to alleviate a lot of these negative symptoms, they're able to take control of their lives again. And but Ryan, you knew some people who's also had a lot of pain for a long time.
Right. I've experienced multiple different people, but one story comes to mind when you say like what can potentially be happening. You know, we've had people come with I'm not gonna get into the details of the name, but like stomach issues, right? There's a lot of digestive things going on where they've also had to take medication or you know, just had to alter their lifestyles because of these things. And you know, with this specific example, like not only can that cause stomach issues, but like you said, if your stomach is hurt, maybe with inflammation or whatnot, it can affect your mood. It can affect other things with you, whether it be anxiety, anger, like you mentioned. So just because, you know, you have an issue in one place doesn't mean it can affect you somewhere else. And when this person ended up, you know, taking Magu for a week's time, they said that it was the first time that their IBS, everything that was going wrong with their gut health actually got fixed and cured. And then they also said because of that, they didn't even notice it, but they did feel happier day to day because they weren't dealing with that like constant pain in their stomach. So again, I can't prove, you know, with 1,000% that this cures everything, but I can say that, you know, it does help with symptoms, which in turn helps bring your body back to homeostasis, back to a normal state, like you were mentioning.
Yeah, so critical. Ryan, I want to go back to something you mentioned, which was pain. And, you know, I'm not in any pain right now. So when I'm taking Magu, I'm not thinking about, oh, my pain went away. But you brought up an interesting point, is that your pain went away. And it reminds me, and I think a lot of people forget that, and I wasn't aware of this for a long time, but our body actually has an endocannabinoid system. It's called the ECS. And right. I think when you're getting these, and you can correct me if I'm wrong and go into more detail, but when you're getting these endocannabinoids, it creates this cell signaling response in the body that can help with sleep, mood, pain. Talk about that and the science behind that maybe somebody doesn't really know.
Right. So our body naturally does want to go back to homeostasis. And we may have responses to different things, whether it be emotional or in this case, physical, right? So like you may sprain your ankle and your body wants to heal it. So it sends a bunch of blood there and you know, swelling and things happen. And that can be like an overcorrection, but then over time, the swelling starts to go away and your body gets back to that normal state. And pain can come in, I'll categorize it into like two ways that we can help with Magu. Is one is the inflammation side of things. So when your body does have inflammation, it could be in the stomach, it could be from a broken arm, it could be from many different things, but your body gets inflamed it can even naturally be in a state of inflammation because of diet and just the way you know, your body reacts to things. But when you have this inflammation, that's where some pain and discomfort, like my story of my shoulder, come into effect, where when things are slightly inflamed, you're always going to have a little bit of pain. So Magu helps with that inflammation response. And let's say a sprained ankle may take 7 days to heal. You know, it can go down to 2 or 3 days, or if it takes 2 weeks, it can cut that time down for that inflammation response. And then on the second half of thing of how it helped with pain, and this is kind of also parallel to my shoulder story, is I had some overactive muscles in my shoulder because I tore one part of the shoulder. The other muscles were always firing. They were always tense. And that kind of caused a little bit of stress and pain in my shoulder as well. And so on that end is when I started taking the product, I can't explain it besides just within my own experience, but like my brain started to make that connection through my nervous system again, back to those muscles. And I was able to finally like, oh, this is how you relax that part of your shoulder. And that also brings some relief. So it was inflammation on one hand, and then a little bit on that like nervous system as well on the other.
Yeah, that's really massive. And I was just thinking, I have a client that has spasms in his neck. Have you seen anything with Magu in terms of spasms and stuff? Because what we're talking about is an overactive nervous system. The brain is freaking out. It's trying to protect you. It's trying to keep you safe. And it's an old injury that he has. And this is how chronic pain happens, guys. Old injuries, but the brain is still in this pain neurofeedback loop. And so I'm trying to help him. And I'm thinking, man, Magu might be an amazing solution.
Yeah. So one thing I can throw on there is actually how the industry, you know, how recently like the industry's become like nationwide and like pharmaceutical companies are trying to get into it, right? So to speak on the spasming is how this kind of all came to be is there's this product called Charlotte's Web, not trying to advertise for any other companies, but just to give the background, right? So what kind of happened was, is that was a prescribed as a seizure medication. And what they ended up doing was, is, and how this became so popular is they brought somebody who had seizures, right? They were like shaking on stage. They gave them the CBD tincture, the medicine, and the person stopped. And it like blew up virally for like, you know, that week or day. And that was one of the big movements for hemp and these things to start becoming legalized federally or controlled. And that led to like a multi-billion-dollar transaction. But yes, there is things that can help with seizures or spasms, depending on what type of cannabinoids and terpenes you're using.
Yeah, very cool. And I just realized we're already 17 minutes in, but we just jumped right into things about your guys' story. I don't know if anybody, we just started talking about CBD and CBN and CBG, but we didn't even really talk about what Magu is. And I'm holding it up here for anybody that's watching on video. It's this powder, and kind of just tell everybody like what is in Magu specifically, like what is it? It's this green little powder. It smells like hemp and CBD and kind of all those good things that you smell when people are familiar with hemp or CBD or cannabis. And yeah, it's in this nice little powder form, and it comes with a little scooper. And like what I do, I just take it in the morning and just one scoop and just swirl it around. But I know you guys say, hey, you can put it on butter toast. You can put it on your avocado toast. You can put it in a smoothie. So talk about what's in it.
There's only one ingredient in Magu, and that's organic hemp. Now, we're actually the first and only company to deliver the medicinal benefits of hemp through the herb itself. Now, you may be thinking, oh, there's like CBD products out there, things like that. So CBD products are made by extracting different components of the hemp and mixing them with like a tincture, or mixing them with like a balm, or however or like a gummy, so that they can mimic the benefits of hemp. Now, the benefits of hemp has been really well researched. You can see a bunch of articles on PubMed. But if you had the option of taking an orange to get the vitamin C from an orange, or taking a vitamin C gummy that's made to mimic the benefits of an orange, which one would you put into your body? You would more likely want to put in the more natural option, so which is why we created Magu.
Okay, right. That makes, yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, and I was just going to add on there, like you mentioned, it's in powder form, and we could have put it into a gummy. We could have done these other things, but what we did find is that some of the benefits actually can come from this other part. You know, everybody focuses on CBD, CBG, but there's another medicinal component, terpenes. And the best analogy I can give you is recently lavender has been coming in these essential oils, and people have been using it as a calming agent. And the reason being is that has a terpene linalool, which is known as a calming agent. So because of this concept, we kept it in its most natural form. The user can choose if they want to put it into a gummy or do whatever they want. But because it comes in the powder, and like you said, if you can put it on your tongue or take it in a protein shake, take it some way that it hits your tongue, it's going to give an even faster benefit and relief, an even stronger benefit, because when it hits that tongue, it gives you that effect as well. So just wanted to throw out that there are multiple components of the hemp plant, and that's why us being able to deliver it in a consumable form is so profound or innovative.
Yeah, and you're the only one on the market. I can't believe that. That's amazing. You're the only one on the market that actually is got the entire plant. So I'm not just getting CBG. I'm not getting just CBN. I'm getting everything. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, and I'm just thinking too, when I think of terpenes, I always think of, you know, like wine. And when you swirl the glass, there's terpenes. They give that terra noir, the like what is in the earth, right? And the terpenes are what change the flavor, and that is also what gives you. Now, there's not a lot of the antioxidant benefits, but that's what's giving you the resveratrol and some of these compounds, these phytochemicals, right? The phytochemicals that are really the polyphenols. That's what I was looking for. The polyphenols that really are the antioxidants and that you're getting from something like red wine, but you'd be missing that completely if we were just extracting, it sounds like, resveratrol or,
yes,
you know, a little bit of the, I don't know, red wine extract, whatever that would be. Instead, we're getting the entire compound, which is kind of neat. And I guess then that's what's giving such a powerful synergistic effect, right? Is that what we're seeing when Magu versus maybe someone like me in the past who took a CBD full spectrum supplement or something and didn't notice anything?
Yeah, James, you want to speak on the formula?
I would say so we tried a lot of CBD products in the past as well, and then a lot of them didn't work for us. And then I was wondering, like, why isn't it working? So if you had to put it into an analogy, think of CBD as like the tires of a car. Now, the tires of a car is very important, but if you don't have the body, the battery, the batteries, or the engine, or all these smaller parts, the tires are pretty useless by itself. Now, Magu is the first company to deliver the whole car by itself. With the CBD being the tires, the body will be like the CBG, the engine will be like the CBN, and terpenes will be the smaller parts, and delivering the full benefits in a way that actually works. And there's something called the entourage effect, where if you put in phytocannabinoids with terpenes, they actually synergistically boost each other's effects, which is why you get such a stronger effect when you put those two together.
Yeah, that's really cool. The entourage. I remember years ago, I had someone on my podcast who helped her dad with cancer. And that's actually what got her into medicinal mushrooms and CBD. And she talked about this. This is like 4 years ago when I first started the podcast. And she was talking about this entourage effect that you could only get with a full spectrum. You won't get that if you're just isolating things or isolating compounds.
Right. Right. So just to add on, if I can, a little bit there, and you can synergistically push the product or push your formula in a certain direction for the effects that you like. A lot of research has recently kind of gone not only into the physical side of things, what we've been talking about in terms of inflammation, like pairing these CBDs with like B-carotene for even better inflammation, but the emotional side as well, you know, to really target things that could affect your happiness, affect your mood, to synergistically, as James and you said, Joel, have the entourage effect to help people feel even happier or, you know, less stress.
Yeah, really cool. I'm a selfish question because, you know, I go bigger or I go home and I always find myself needing more. Is it okay to take more than one scoop a day? Do people do that? And yeah, you're nodding your head. Yes, Ryan, tell me more.
Well, James, I'll just speak briefly, but I'll give it to him because this guy eats it like candy. I personally take it about twice a day, but you can take it more. We've just recommended on the instructions to start small and scale up. You know, that's why we always recommend one scoop, and how you mentioned a 25 milligram dose is kind of industry standard of a dose. So we always tell people to start small to just make sure that it fits into your life. And then you can always scale it up to two scoops. There's some people that we've told, you know, because either they're taller, bigger, just their body's different, that they do have to take, you know, two scoops in order for the effect to happen, or, you know, multiple scoops throughout the day, depending on their effect. James, you want to add on to that?
I would say, yeah, no, there's no problem taking more scoops. I've taken up to like 20 scoops during our testing phases.
Could you drive a car, James? Are you okay?
You don't get high. So yes, I have driven a car, but then I just felt very, very calm. And I'm like, oh, I just need to drink a lot of caffeine that day as well. But I would say it does kind of cap out after you're on your like eighth scoop. But I don't think you'll be needing eight scoops, but if you do take more, there's no harm.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, I mean, and really, like I said, I feel good, but I'd be curious in just seeing if I notice anything different by adding one more scoop a day. And then Ryan, for you, do you do like one in the morning, one at night? Is that kind of the protocol for you in general?
Yeah, so depending on what the effect you're looking for, we can kind of describe where it would fit. But for me personally, and I don't want to speak for James and Joel, but I just know you guys work a lot too. So I try to take it in the morning, kind of not too far away from my morning caffeine. For me, it works synergistically to give a better, you know, coffee feel without the edge, and it lasts a little bit longer without the crash. And then I'm sure you probably work out too, but we work out. So on my post lift, I will take it to really help with that inflammation and just overall recovery, because what I noticed for me personally is that after the workout, you know, you can get kind of sore, but because this helps with cortisol levels, which is, you know, the stress and things that can go into your muscles, that I tend to recover a little quicker after my workouts. What about you, James?
On my day-to-day, I just take two scoops. I do one right in the morning as soon as I wake up, and one right after lunch. I usually work out during my lunchtime, so I take it then to help calm my mind down from all the caffeine I usually take from my pre-workout.
Yeah, okay, you and me both. Yeah, so yeah, lowering that cortisol throughout the day, super important. I mean, my wife had issues with hormones and stuff like that because she was running high on cortisol. We did a Dutch test and it showed her, you're running high on cortisol all day. You're not getting into that relaxation mode, and you can't heal again, like we said, when you're not in a parasympathetic state. So yeah, that's really interesting. And that's something, okay, I'm going to definitely try adding possibly then a second scoop. And I just want to see for myself if I notice even a better benefit, or maybe it's because like you said, in the beginning, I noticed some subtle effects. Now I'm just kind of at that baseline. So I want to notice, is there a bigger shift by going into the two scoop range? That'll be interesting.
I would say the biggest shift happens when you take it for a longer period of time. It's not about how many scoops you can squeeze into a day, but then it's about how many consecutive days you can take it. So as mentioned before, we've had people who like felt nothing or felt it so mildly on like until like the 13th scoop. And on the 14th scoop, they texted me. They're like, James, you were right. I feel it. I can feel the difference. And I feel like it's just kind of a loading phase. So when we do take phytocannabinoids into our body, it takes time for it to bind to the CB1 and CB2 receptors for your ECS to be active and for it to be kind of like up and running. And since everyone's body is different, we just recommend, hey, just do one scoop every single day until the effects kick in. And when the effects kick in, you know how that one scoop feels, and you can either dial it down. Since if it felt too calm for you, you could dial it down, or you could increase the scoops if you want a little bit of a stronger boost.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, I'm glad you just brought that up. I wanted to ask you, do you see people that are like, James, I'm not seeing anything. You keep telling me it's going to be great. And that's me typically, very like, just I need higher dosages I've seen in general with supplements. I don't feel with anything. And so I'm wondering if anybody's listening and they can relate to my story, would you say, hey, listen, give it 3 months, just give it a bare minimum. And if you don't see anything 3 months, then give it up. That was a good try. Cause I believe from my own naturopath, I think he told me like there is a loading phase and you want to wait typically about 3 months because that endocannabinoid system that we talked about earlier does need to kind of kick over. So is that also something that you see in general, like give it a try for 3 months. And if you see nothing, then hey, sorry.
I would say 3 months is a stretch. Asking someone to do something for 3 months, I would say so far for anyone who has taken Magu for over two weeks consecutively, and at like the halfway point, I asked them to like, hey, increase your scoop for 25 to 50%. I haven't had a single person come back and say that I haven't felt a difference within that 2 week mark. Now, The thing is, once you notice the difference with Magu, with each scoop you take, the effects get stronger, and you notice your calming, it's just a lot better. So it's no longer mild, it's going to be more apparent. Now, I think the 3 month mark is kind of like where the 3 to 6 month mark is where it caps. So every day you take that scoop, you just feel a little bit better, feel a little bit better, feel a little bit better. And then at the 3 month mark, people are saying like, oh, I've finally overcame my depression that I have for 10 years, and I've been on SSRIs for 10 years trying to get rid of this thing, but Magu has finally made that change, and I feel like I'm happy again. So I can see where that 3 month mark does. It may be correct.
Yeah. Can I throw something else in there? So as James mentioned, you know, again, we don't have the clinical trials to say this, but we have had multiple people say, you know, I was on antidepressant medications or this or that, and I ended up coming off of it and I don't use it anymore. And like you said, it could take a couple months to get there. I actually just learned this recently. His name was Chris. It was on a different podcast, but he was discussing this thing called operator syndrome. That's what he's researching. And what he meant by that is, you know, he was a war veteran, seeing a lot of other war veterans coming back with PTSD. And the normal treatment for that was, you know, just put them on prescription medications and whatever. And what he actually found is that, you know, a lot of the people that he worked with, you know, 100 people that he worked with PTSD, he found that all of them had like an imbalance in their physiological system. And when you say this, you know, when talking to these other doctors, that it may take 3 months to get off the depression medication and you know, completely feel the benefits, you know, it can take a month or 2 months or 3 months to shift your full body's, you know, internal homeostasis to a different level so that you can then get off of the prescription medication. So just wanted to throw that out there on like another example of, you know, it may feel like, oh, I should just take this one scoop and I'll be happy forever. But it may take a couple months for you to fully get to that new baseline state where your body's happy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. And I just wanted to ask, because like I said, my naturopath, my mentor who taught me and I continue to learn from, I remember him saying that there is kind of a loading period. And I'm very typical, I think like most of us, if we don't see immediate results, we're like, that didn't work. So I love just hearing the idea, though, like you're 3 months, you could be a completely different person. You might look back and go, holy cow, like my identity has shifted. I'm no longer a panic attacks. I no longer have PTSD issues. But you might immediately feel like some different shifts, small shifts or big shifts within the first 2 weeks, like you said, James. But I always want people to just give it a chance, because I know I'm quick to just say, throw in the towel and be like, I tried that. And I see a lot of people that come through to get coached by me, and I've never seen anybody successful that tried something once, 1 week, 2 weeks, a month, and then, well, it didn't work out. Like, imagine if every entrepreneur, you guys know this, tried something for a month and it didn't work. I gave it a good try. No, you didn't. You did not. So I really wanted to get your feedback on just what you're seeing anecdotally from people that are coming through and trying Magu. That's really cool. Talk to me about the emotional component, because we've talked about it a little bit, but I would have never thought, I always think of CBD. I know there's some profound effects for gut health and just overall calming the body, obviously, and the nervous system. But I know you guys got some great testimonials, and yourself, James, was just panic attacks, anxiety, depression. And I would have never thought about that. So talk to me about how Magu can help with the emotional state, specifically anxiety, depression, and panic attacks.
Of course. So then there's two big parts of Magu. The first is the phytocannabinoids, which is going to be the CBD, CBG, CBN, the things that you guys have probably heard of. And just a one sentence recap is what this does is this accelerates or boosts your ECS so that you can reach homeostasis faster. Now, an example of that is when you were younger, if you had a bad day at school and you came back home and your parents gave you a cone of ice cream, you're going to forget everything that happened in the day since you recovered quicker and now you feel quote unquote normal faster. This was when our ECS was a lot more active when we're younger, but like everything else in our body, as we go older, our ECS tends to slow down, which is why after a anxious event or after like a panic attack or after like a injury, our pain tends to linger on for a lot longer. It's no longer healing in a matter of days. It's taking months or years or sometimes even decades. So the phytocannabinoids within Magu will help accelerate that. So if it typically takes you a month to recover from a stressful event, we could bring that down into days, sometimes even minutes, or sometimes even seconds. So then that's half of what's happening in Magu. It's accelerating your ECS so that you're feeling normal faster. The other half is the terpenes. So we, by pairing up the top terpenes within that can help with like calming your mind or that give you a emotional boost so that you feel happier or that have antidepressant properties or things like that. By pairing all these terpenes up and putting them into our mind hack formula, those two work together synergistically so that we can feel happier throughout the day or whenever we're feeling stressed, we're no longer going into that emotional state and saying the wrong things or making the wrong actions. We're able to see things in a more calm and logical minded perspective. And people have been noticing that by feeling a lot calmer and feeling a lot less anxious, they're feeling a lot happier, which is half of what we're going for. We want people to feel their healthiest and we want people to feel their happiest with Magu.
Yeah, really cool. And I was just thinking too, as you guys were talking, that there's so many products and I have some at my house right now. And they are CBD or cannabis brands, and they're great, but everything's isolated. So like if you want to sleep, you take the CBN gummy because that helps with sleep. If you want overall calmness, you take CBD or inflammation properties, you take the CBD gummy. If you want to work on your IBD or IBS, you take CBG because that helps. There's lots of studies showing that that helps. I don't need to buy six different gummies. I can just buy one bottle of Magu is what you're telling me. Because it has it all. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. We won't give the exact formula, but we can at least highlight some of the few. Just to add on a little bit there too is, like you said, CBG is known for the gut health, but it's also been found recently to I'll simplify the words, but when it pairs to some receptors, it helps with this bliss molecule. So an actual feeling of happiness, and that's where an actual effect or feeling can take place. And then specifically on the terpenes, and we hit multiple angles of how anxiety or depression can hit you. So not only like the feeling of happiness, but energy can be a component of it. And like how we've been talking about previously, like you need a calm, like be able to be calm during this state as well. So being able to put these different effects together with the endocannabinoid system is really how that entourage effect makes the product even better.
This is really neat, guys, because I'm thinking I work with a lot of clients in resetting and rewiring their brain to eliminate self-sabotage. And I'm wondering if I could pair it with Magu, you know, in order to get the effects even faster for the rewire process. So it's really interesting. And I had a guy on a podcast a long time ago talking about how he actually would get people, he would have them take this like kind of calming supplement, and then he would kind of have them like basically do a fear journal where they would write out all their fears and anxiety, but he stacked it with one of these supplements that he created. And he said it was proven to show that if you could do this, he was replicating this process by getting rid of the emotions and getting all the fear and all the gunk out of the body through journaling, through this journaling exercise, which we know journaling alone has, there's studies that show that that helps. But then he was stacking it with a supplement also, so that every time they wrote, cortisol was way lower. And so the emotional effect there had no pull on them. And I could just see how Mago could be a really interesting way to stack that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I could speak a little bit on that, because to kind of go into the story of why we've been looking at the emotional end so much. So as James said, we did have, after our first product, White Sunrise, we did have a lot of feedback saying like, hey, you know, I am suffering from anxiety and depression. Can we make this stronger? And why that like hit home for James and I so much is that we've actually lost some friends to depression. Personally, I've lost over three friends to this, and that actually affected me personally. I actually hit a low point about a year ago, because that was when I kind of found out the last one happened, and it really affected me. And to speak on what you were saying, it was seriously the darkest point in my life, and I just am so thankful that I had Magu at this time. And one conscious thing that I was doing during this time was I would take my Magu, and then I would have my, for lack of a better word, like my affirmation journal, where I had like 10 things on like how I was trying to flip my mindset. I was in a very negative mindset. This is your fault. That's the reason they're not here anymore. You should have been a better friend. All this really heavy stuff. Wow. And then while taking Magu, and then I think it took me about 60 days, but I literally wrote the same, you know, things every morning, and it saved my life. It changed things for me. So I can say that, yes, pairing this with some type of like positive affirmation or whatever you're trying to change about yourself, it can work.
Yeah. Really neat. I know you guys, any, is there any, like any big testimonials or anything that you've heard from people other than we have your own testimonials that you guys have nicely shared, but your own personal experience, but anything that you guys have seen just from clients and people reaching back out to you, the effects?
I have one. You can read all these testimonials. That's just on our website. We can just Google Mongo Corporation. But then I'm just going to, it's kind of long, so I'm going to paraphrase it. But this this individual, he's been suffering with like panic attacks for as long as he can remember, and to the point where he couldn't even drive. And he, because every time he would drive and he would be at a red light, he would feel like he's starting to black out from the panic, so that he couldn't even go to the grocery store, visit his family or anything like that. Now, he actually waited a month to write this testimony because he wanted to make sure that this was actually happening. It wasn't just like stuff that happened on a whim. But he said that in the beginning of taking Magu, he was able to take short rides, and he noticed a decrease in his and just kept taking Magu every day. But after a month, the change was a lot more pronounced, and he's been able to drive from 5 minutes to 10 minutes to 15 minutes. He's finally able to go visit his family. He's finally able to go to the grocery store and things like that, and finally take control of his life, which he wasn't able to do so for the past few years because of his panic disorder. But yeah, it's just stories like that really just touch our heart and make us love what we're doing, that we're out there changing lives, making people feel healthier, feel happier, so that they can be the best versions of themselves.
Yeah. Wow. Really cool. Ryan, anything, are there any big testimonials that stand out for you?
Yeah. You know, I will say that when I read some of these testimonials, I live it, it makes everything worth it. You know, like the nights like, why am I doing this? What's going on? And then you get that one breath of fresh air of a customer posting a testimonial on how it helped them. You know, one theme I did notice, and it's true, we're only a couple years into this, is that there is a lot of skepticism around supplements, just because there's so many out there. Everyone says that they can cure everything. But one theme that I have seen is that people say, you know, after being skeptical of this, trying this, it did change my life. And, you know, one specific story that I remember that was very impactful to me was I was trying to work with a person who can help potentially get it in a grocery store. And, you know, just the deal, we just couldn't get to the end of it. But I was like, hey, you know what, I will give you, you know, one sample so that you can at least try this. And he's like, you know what, one of my coworkers is actually going through a very tough time right now. Can we give it to her? Sure. Sent the product over. And, you know, after the trial, followed up, was like, hey, how are things going? And, you know, she basically told me her whole story, how she's been losing family members, been having a hard time even getting to work. And she's tried all the different supplements, a few different medications, nothing was working. And this was the first thing that actually got her to be able to feel happy again, focus again. And she's been a very happy customer since. It's been a few months, and she's doing well. So it's things like this that really, really brighten my day.
Yeah, man. It's so crazy. You forget how much, you know, turmoil people are in, and it's having these conversations. It brings it back to reality, man. It's not about you. It's about what you and all of us collectively are trying to do to raise everybody else's awareness, vibration, frequency, and love, because people are suffering out there. And sometimes I don't even realize until I get a DM and, you know, their marriage is falling apart. Their kids hate them. And I mean, it breaks my heart. So yeah, I can totally relate. Man, wow. Any exciting projects that you guys are working on? Is there anything new and exciting to come for Magu that we should be aware of?
Yes, there's I'll let James speak on it, but we've realized that pairing with experts helps. So we've been partnering with acupuncturists. James is kind of heading this. So do you want to speak on it, bro?
Yeah. I mean, I know that no matter how amazing like a supplement is, if you don't make lifestyle changes or have a professional to help you guide through like some of these lifestyle changes, you're kind of just putting a bandaid onto your symptoms, right? So if you go to the hospital because you kind of ate something bad, but then, or your teeth are starting to fall off because you're not brushing them, but then you go to the dentist to get them fixed. If you go back to your home and you continue not brushing your teeth are going to get messed up again. So it's something like that. You need to make lifestyle changes to make long, permanent, lasting changes. And we realized that working with professionals that can help guide our customers is a really good way for this to happen. So we've been working with acupuncturists, herbalists, and therapists so that we can pair up Magu with professional help so that people can live the best life they can.
Yeah, that's super smart. And if they can, and I was going to ask you actually another question, is there anything that you guys like to stack Magu with? And I know we talked about coffee and that's a great kind of smooths out the buzz, but I was even thinking like, do you maybe like lion's mane or something like a mushroom, like a, you know, which is known for its neurotropic and neurogenesis effects in the brain and focus and concentration. I'd be interesting if you or any of your, you know, users have tried anything like that stacked with Magu and they're like, man, I'm on fire and my brain is on fire. And as well as just that calmness that we all want and overall health.
I would say a lot of our users are stacking Magu with a bunch of other things because people who do take Magu tend to be people who like supplements like us.
Yeah.
But then I'm hearing a lot of like mushroom coffees out there. A lot of people, but then we also have a lot of people who are on prescription meds, and then they're like if you look at the data, prescription meds is like I think it only has like maybe around like 50% effectiveness for people who
50.
Yeah,
I think you're giving prescription meds
too much
credit, and I'm gonna push you a little bit here because there was a recent study done on SSRIs, right? Yeah. The depression meds. it was like a 30-year study, and I can link to it in the show notes. But basically what they said is that there was no evidence, and that we went down this rabbit hole for 30 years saying that SSRIs help with depression as a serotonin uplift inhibitor, and it did absolutely nothing. And I'll tell you this, why are these doctors getting people on 30 years of subscription meds, but they get no results? I would rather be on a subscription of Magu or anything else, but I get results. I'm happy with that. But if I have to take an antidepressant that not only destroys my gut microbiome, makes it harsh on my liver to process, oh, and keeps me sick, why would I do that?
That's true. That's true. So we do have a lot of people who are on prescription meds, and but they've decided to buy Magu because they're like, I'm on these medications, but it's not working. I would say a lot of our customers are saying that, and we've been able to help them around. I would say, like, maybe for some of them, like, who do suffer with like anti-anxiety and they take like really strong like benzos and things like that, they know that taking these medications are going to have long-term negative dangerous side effects, and they're addicting, right? And they, and a lot of them do understand that, like, they don't want to be on pills for the rest of their lives. They want to be more holistic. They want permanent change that's not going to damage their body in another way, which is why a lot of them do take Magu. But yeah, I personally, the only supplement I do take is Magu and creatine, so that I can't say anything for lion's mane or things like that, but that's what our customers have been saying.
Oh, that's great. I mean, 5 grams of creatine daily has been shown to be a great cognitive enhancer. So I think that might be a good neurotropic stack right there. I love it.
Yeah. I've tried it with ashwagandha and 5-HTP before, just to see what it's like. It's cool, but I'm only one person, so I don't have any multi-person feedback on that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go do some stuff and run some tests myself, and I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Really, really cool stuff, guys. I want to wrap things up, but before I do, just anything I didn't ask you that you wish I had?
Well, it's not that you didn't ask me, but you gave me a good idea when you said, what projects are you looking forward to, and what are you paying? You know, we started the acupuncture thing, and then you just mentioned it yourself. Like, what about people who are helping people, you know, try to transform their lives in a way or form? So maybe the holistic coaching or you know, people like yourself is a avenue as well. So that was a great idea that just came, you know, on the show. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think it's smart that you're teaming up with acupuncturists as well. And I think for us holistic health coaches like myself, the more I understand the product and how I can use it or stack in a routine, for example, if I have pretty much anybody that comes to me is stressed out, okay? They can't digest food because they're so stressed out. So they need digestive enzymes, probably.
Right.
And they need some basic supplements, and we have to lower cortisol. And I have been, I love ashwagandha, I love L-theanine, phosphatidylserine, which I can never say that word. These are all great things, but you know, if we have something to blunt cortisol throughout the day and change the nervous system, this is really, I think, a powerful input. And you want to if you want to change anybody's body, you've got to change the input they're receiving so that the output and the outcome is going to be different. And so this is a great, I think, starting mechanism. And you get all the terpenes and polyphenols, so it's really great.
True that.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. Guys, tell everybody where they can just find you, connect with you, learn more about Magu if they want to purchase some and give it a trial like myself, or again, just connect with you on social.
Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, Magu Corp. That's MAGUCORP. If you want to check out our website, it's just magucorp.com, and you'll be able to find us there. And we look through all the comments. So if you guys have any questions, you guys can send us a DM or a comment.
That's amazing. James Kim, Ryan Morimoto from Magu Corp. Appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Joel. Thank you.